This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, we were talking about dogs. On the line is USA Prepares instructor Sharon in Montana. Sharon, I'm so glad you called. I really am. I'll tell you. You ready to hear why?
Why?
Well, last night, I mentioned that I'm on this these steroid meds, and I'm starving all the time. I mean, I am really, really hungry. I get up in the middle of the night, and I'll have two or three dinners. And for the last couple of nights, I got up and I opened the refrigerator and I looked at the pickles and I said, Sharon, you know, I'll bet you, and I have written on my notes, I've got this spiral notebook that I've got a stack of that I've filled up as I broadcast. And I've got this, it says, Sharon, pickling, peppers, pepperoncini. Sharon, it's circled with a great big circle around it because I was going to call you about 5 minutes ago during the break. And I saw on the call screen, Sharon in Montana. So I waited. So here's the question. Can you teach us about pickling?
Well, you know, I've made dill pickles and sweet pickles, and we make what are really hit bread and butter jalapeno pickles. They're really good.
People. Yeah.
I'm seriously, my son takes them back with him to where they live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they keep hauling them back to show their friends. But I wouldn't say I'm an expert on pickles, but it's pretty simple. So we could talk about it. That'd be fine.
That would be wonderful.
Some, you know, I mean, we've done some. I called for a couple things. One, I was going to make a comment on wrapping your phones in aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably 5-6 years ago, our kids were over here for Thanksgiving. So, you know, they're like late teens, early 20s type age. And we had wrapped our phones in aluminum foil, just figuring, you know, it's none of anybody's business what we're doing, not that we have anything going on. And it was really funny because our kids asked about it, and we said, oh, I'll just, you know, kind of keep from being bothered. And then our phone rang. It was wrapped in foil, and they laughed, and they laughed. They thought that was so funny. And so then they went and made tinfoil hats to protect themselves from, you know, radiation or whatever, which they thought was really funny. So my point with this is I just laughed along. I don't really care. They don't care that we do what we do, but they're not really on board completely. Although they are very, very knowledgeable on how to do almost anything to make it. They really do. They know how to can. They know how to hunt. They know how to cut up meat. They know, you know, they know everything, how to process. They just don't particularly live that lifestyle right now. Anyway, I was just going to say, if you think you're securing yourself by wrapping in aluminum foil, I would suggest that you have someone call you and make sure it's actually working, just if you were saying, like you're saying, on the run. But it was pretty funny. We laugh about it now because, you know, whatever.
Sharon, you're absolutely right. It takes multiple layers, and there can be no seams that are open. So if it's just the slightest opening, the slightest crack... Mm-hmm. No, it has to be many, many layers. So you might take 3 sheets, 4 sheets of aluminum foil and wrap it really well and tightly. And then, you're absolutely correct, what you need to do is test it. You need to have somebody call that phone. What we did at Roy Birdsong's...
Before you set out and actually go anywhere.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. What I was just saying. You shouldn't count on it just because people say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're right. We did not wrap it in multiple layers. Maybe two, I'm thinking, and it probably wasn't airtight. Mm-hmm. But you know, people assume that what they're told is correct, and my suggestion is that you actually try it.
Well, here's yeah. one other.
Actually done that method myself, okay? Like I say, normally I just, if the battery on the phone is removable, I remove the battery. Airplane mode, I've found that probably the phone is less trackable on airplane mode. But, you know, I'm not sure if there's any other little widgets in there that can, you know, be set up to be, for the phone to be tracked anyway, even when it's on airplane mode.
Let me share this.
We don't have regular phone, but we have cell phones. But we have the El Cheapo that you can take the battery out. So,
okay. There is a reserve battery that is not removable on many of the phones, and I'm not sure which ones, but many of the phones have a reserve battery for the tracking and GPS purposes. So. And also, yes, also there is a code, and I don't remember what it is. So let's say your battery's dead, and you have a cell phone, and you need to make that one last emergency call. There is a code that enables that reserve battery to come on board, the one that keeps your phone alive when you think it's not alive. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, but yes, there is a reserve battery. More to the case of the privacy. I have in my hand this is a solid piece of aluminum with a cover on it. It's the size of like a little cigar case of the 1950s and the 1960s. And it's called a privacy case. Now this thing is machined out of aluminum. It's a precision container. And you can put your smartphone in it. If I had one, I would probably use it. And I tested this. And the privacycase.com, and I've had the instructor on who invented this, it absolutely positively works. You put your phone in this, and you cannot call it. It will not answer. However, when I was at Roy Birdsong's, he's another one of our instructors, I said, let's put, he has a cell phone store in Springfield, Missouri. I said, let's see if that microwave oven that you use to heat sandwiches in and things, let's see if we can call a cell phone in that. And the answer is the microwave oven, it has a door on it that's designed, and it's in a box to prevent microwaves from getting out. You can put your cell phone in your microwave oven and call it, and it will ring. What I'm telling you is those microwaves leak right out through the door. So just like the aluminum foil, you know, just one or two layers is not enough. It needs to be thicker than that and no air gaps. And test it, but you'll find, and whatever you do, don't turn your cell phone, turn the microwave oven on with your cell phone in there because you'll blow it up.
But in terms of
the microwave oven being a Faraday cage to protect electronics, the answer is it's not that good. It is not that good. So those are
radiation can leak out then.
Yes, leak out. That's exactly right. If you can call it. If the electromagnetic wavelengths can get in there, they can get out from there. And what we're talking about is the same kinds of frequencies, the microwave frequencies coming out through the door as going in to call your cell phone. The answer is they leak. All microwave ovens, in my opinion, leak. So that's our little story on protecting your privacy. And you are right,
yeah,
Sharon.
I just thought that, you know, it's one of those things that you really should just try. We've been around for a long time, and we just like to live a self-sufficient lifestyle, so we've tried a lot of things. But a lot of people just take the word of what they read or heard, and not from somebody they know real well, just so-and-so said, you know. And a lot of it's not true. And at this point in our life, it probably isn't critical, but at some point it possibly could be critical. So I'm big on trying it yourself. But my other question was, because I've been hearing Glynis talk about it a couple times, using dogs for hunting. Now, I know that around here there are some people who use their dogs to get the, like, yeast or whatever they've shot. And then there's one guy we know, he uses dogs for locating mountain lions. But how in the world would you use a dog to hunt for deer? I'm curious. We've hunted deer and elk forever, and you have to be extremely quiet and sneak up on the buggers. So question. How do you do that?
All right. Well, I'll tell you how we used to do it. Okay?
Okay.
When we were training the dog that I had, whose name was Sasha. Sasha is no longer with us. She's living under a mound of rocks in the backyard. Okay. We had to shoot her when we got to our farm because she was too much of a liability. Given that there's so many sheep farmers in the area, we took her to a local sheep farmer and asked him to give her a dose of lead poisoning. So that's the phrase that they use around here, bullet to the brain. And it was very, very hard because she was a lovely dog. She was very loyal, but she was a hunting dog, and you can't have a dog like that in a sheep raising area. Okay, but I'll tell you, we would get her, take her to an area where we knew that, because it was an Aboriginal reservation, and because I was the guest of the tribe, we were allowed to hunt the kangaroos. So I'm going to use kangaroos as the example. We would take her to where we knew that the kangaroos were, and the other dog would be with her, and the kangaroos would always hop across the track at a certain time of day, okay? And the dogs would be sitting there, and the dog that knew what to do would be, we would be driving along this track, and the dogs would be on the back of the ute. Okay. If you were walking, you would just be walking your dog and you would make sure that you go past that point and maybe you just sit there and wait with the dogs at the crossing point that you know of, at the particular place on the track. And the dogs would see the kangaroos and they would race after them and literally run them down. Okay. Jump on top of them and kill them. And we're looking at the dog that taught Sasha was a bull terrier cross, probably weighed in excess of 40 kilograms, okay? But because he was crossed with something, possibly Rottweiler, he still had the speed, okay? So, and what he would do is he would jump up onto their backs and his sheer weight would knock them over and pull them down, and then it was a kill from there. And the dogs actually killed the kangaroo. And Sasha developed a different method. She would actually jump and aim at their head and knock their head at such an angle that it broke their neck.
Hold that thought. Sharon, would you like to hold? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an Interact's employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Sharon is with us live in Montana. Sharon, you asked about dogs and hunting with them, hunting deer. And let me share with you a short story. So our farm is on a dirt road, and I mean dirt, not gravel, dirt. And the frontage is about a mile long. And one day, this was several years ago, I heard these dogs barking. And there were several dogs, like a pack of dogs. And I thought, this is kind of odd. And so I went toward the road, and I saw this small pickup truck with an antenna array on the roof, a directional antenna array. And it was steerable. The antenna array was steerable from inside the cab. And what had happened was the owner of this pack of dogs, these hunting dogs, was using the dogs to run deer into a gauntlet. And the plan, his plan was to run them through our farm and then about a mile away set up the gauntlet where he was going to shoot the deer.
That's right.
And I saw him. And he was in the road, and I pulled up next to him. And what had happened was our cows were in the same field.
Oh, and these dogs were
terrorizing our cows. And so I pulled up next to him, and I rolled my window down, and I asked him what he was doing. And then I explained to him that today was his lucky day. His dogs would get a chance to live another day. But if he ever came back and pulled the same stunt, I wasn't going to be so generous. We'll leave it at that. And that's the last time we ever saw that guy.
Is that legal down there?
I don't think it's legal. First of all, he's trespassing on our property. Okay.
Right.
And I have the right to protect our animals from harm. Mm-hmm. And who does this guy think he is? And what did he say to me? He said, "Well, they're just dogs. They don't know about fences." I said, "Okay, but you do."
Yeah.
And if my cows are threatened,
they
expect me to respond.
A hunting dog, unless it's trained otherwise, it's going to have difficulty telling the difference between a cow and an elk. It's sort of like Sasha, mostly what we hunted with her was goats, wild goats. But to expect a hunting dog to tell the difference between a goat and a sheep is not fair. It's just, you can't keep that sort of dog in a sheep-raising area. Unless you keep it confined all the time, except when it's working. And that's not really very fair to the dog.
I don't think that you can use dogs here in Montana to actually catch a deer for you, basically, and hunt it, because our friends had a dog that loved to catch deer, so to speak, and they were going to put it down, the state, because he wasn't keeping it corralled. I know you can do it to locate animals, if you could, but like I said, deer bolt at the smallest sound, so I was kind of curious how you would use a hunting dog to, hunt for deer. But anyway, I'm just curious. It seems very unethical to do that, what they were doing down there in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound
and,
like...
And, and as a result of this, when we first moved here 12 years ago, you could, on hunting season, even just before hunting season, after hunting season, you would see truck after truck after truck. Like, you could watch them come into the road, go very slowly down the road, looking left and looking right, scouting out, what they were going to shoot, that day or the next day or the next, they were looking.
Mm-hmm.
And as one truck would enter the road, down at the other end of the road, you could see one leaving. So there's always a truck scouting out the area. And it became a problem because these guys were shooting their rifles from the road, which is illegal, onto our farm, which is illegal, where our cows were, which is a menace. And it took us patrolling our road and stopping every vehicle. Like, so, what are you guys doing? Now, how were we dressed? I don't know. Like farmers with AR-15s. That's how we were dressed.
Yes, that's right.
And you know what?
You've got to be aware of people's property rights, and you've got to respect that if you're camping out in the bush.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay.
We don't see those trucks anymore. Those trucks don't come here anymore. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than 500 $100 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'd like to share with Gwyneth Isaacs and Sharon in Montana that there are consequences to our actions. And let me just share this short story. I mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. It's germane to the conversation right now. So we have patrolled for a couple of years, and we've stopped this illegal poaching and hunting from the road. And one day, not too long ago, within the last few months, we saw this guy in his old beat-up truck, a disheveled-looking guy, going up and down our road very slowly, pulling over, looking at an area where we had a mama cow and calf, small calf. Someone could easily pick this calf up and steal it, size of a large dog, and maybe, 125, 150 pounds. Well, my son and I stopped this guy, and we pulled sideways across the road, blocked the road, and we decided we wanted to know who this guy was who was going up and down and stopping and checking out our farm many times during a period of about an hour. And the guy looked at me, and I did not say who I was. He goes, "I was warned about you. You're the guy that shoots people."
Well, maybe not.
So I didn't comment either way. And he decided that was probably the last time he should travel down our road checking out our farm that day. And we haven't seen him since. So, your consequences can have actions. And I've been asked a few times at the local farmers co-op, why do I carry a gun? And I respond, it's my duty. It's my duty to protect my family and to protect me from harm. Not that I'm looking for problems. I just am prepared. So I wanted to share that with you. Sharon, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
I was going to say, we eat venison, primarily deer. We'd love elk if we can get one, but they're a little harder to come by. And we've gotten moose before. So that is our primary source of meat besides the chicken we raise.
Mm-hmm.
But we used that recipe for that pepperoni Italian beef on our venison, and it was amazing. It turned out phenomenal. You wouldn't have even known it was venison. Now, I usually spice it up so you don't know a lot. I'd give them dishes before and people didn't know they were eating venison. But we gave some to our neighbors because it was just too much for two of us. That's a lot when you make that much. I couldn't nap next time, I think. But anyway, he thought it was great, and he was stunned to find out it was actually venison. So that is a really good recipe that you rounded up there.
Okay. I'm on 1.3 of soon-to-be world-famous Italian beef recipe, and I ran out of pepperoncini. So I stopped at the Chinese factory outlet. They didn't have any in gallons. And, I'm certainly not going to buy a little tiny jar for over $3. I'm talking a little tiny jar, like a cup. And I went to Sam's Club. They didn't have them. So I went to a place called Harder House. And if I want them, they'll order them for me. They'll order a case of them. And it'll be about $32 for a case. So $8 per gallon, which that's reasonable to me. $11, $12 per gallon is crazy. But my question for you was going to be, would you teach us how to pickle them? Because I was so annoyed that I couldn't get pepperoncini in Springfield for a reasonable, Missouri for a reasonable price. I bought some seeds. I bought some pepperoncini seeds, and I thought, okay, I'll fix this. I'll just do it, And I know Sharon knows how to take care of this. So this has been over a week, me thinking about Sharon smiling and thinking, I'll bet Kyle has got it made because she, I'm sure, makes the best meals. I'm certain of it. And so I was thinking about you, and that's where that came from.
That's
and
funny.
I'm not exaggerating.
I'm sure it's just like, pickling any other kind of pepper, so that shouldn't be too tricky. But yeah, we actually had to look for the pepperoncinis. I haven't had those before. I've had hot peppers and other kinds, but I hadn't bought that particular kind. And they were kind of spendy because all we had was about a cup and a half jar, and it was almost $4.
Yeah.
But we wanted to try your recipe.
Okay, let's do this. If you've got time on Friday, if you could give me a call after the broadcast, maybe this evening, Friday, hour number one, if you'd like to be on with us and talk about it, that'd be good. Or if that's not convenient, we could do a different time. Just a thought, okay?
Okay, I'll get back with you. And that's all I needed to or wanted to talk about. So I'll let you guys get back to your other conversation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Sharon. That's Sharon in Montana. Now, Gwyneth, I'd like to read something to you. I read it yesterday, and the state of Missouri sicked their top legal counsel on our family, and in my opinion, they threatened us. Now, these people are financial terrorists. They have threatened us with putting a lien on our farm. They have indicated that they will steal our farm. And their claim is that we have unpaid sales tax. and they have hit us with penalties about 25%. So now they're coming after us for, they came after us for 2012 and 2013. And they've said that we didn't file. They said all kinds of things. And they actually made it out to be like we were wrong. And I declared on air that just because, you know, you're audited doesn't mean you have committed something, you've done something wrong. Doesn't mean you're guilty. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that that's what they say. And so I said we've been attacked by the financial terrorists, in my opinion, State of Missouri, Division of Revenue. And I believe it should be disbanded top to bottom, starting at the top, getting rid of every single person, everyone, even the guy who sweeps the floors. They're all in it together. Get rid of them all. Start over and just rebuild it at 10% of the staff. Okay. Now, I maintain that they had no jurisdiction. They had no authority. They had no claim to what they were saying. They asked for $35,000 plus $65,000 for those 2 years. They wanted $100,000 from us. The more they asked for, class, the more I dug in. And my response is, you know, they would want to know, they wanted all of our emails. They wanted all of our customers. They wanted lots of information. They were going to haul us into a trial. The more paper they sent us, the more paper I sent them. The demands had time limits on them, and we could not comply with the time limits because they would postmark it, in my opinion, on their Pitney Bowes machine. It would say the equivalent of the first of the month. It would probably sit around for 21 days. They'd mail it, and then we'd get it just before 30 days was up, and they'd say you have to respond within 30 days. So I responded to them that all communication will be in writing. It'll all be in writing. And they have 14 days for me to receive their correspondence, or this is over, deemed resolved. Well, I got a letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue General Counsel's office from the senior legal counsel, senior guy, top guy.
Yep.
And it says, Ray, Vincent Finelli versus the Director of Revenue in the case number. I'm going to read this, every word. It's short, just three paragraphs. Dear Mr. Finelli, enclosed, please find a motion to dismiss your appeal with the commission because the Department of Revenue has withdrawn the assessment issued to you. Based on information received, the department now agrees you are not liable for the amounts assessed by the department in the assessment issued in October 2016. Paragraph. I apologize for the confusion and any inconvenience this matter may have caused you. Let me read that one more time. I apologize for the confusion and any inconvenience this matter may have caused you. The department had limited information about your business activities because your business was not registered for sales tax with the department has not filed sales tax returns. Really? Therefore, the department sought to confirm whether your business had any sales other than those exempt from tax under this particular section. I hope this satisfactorily resolves this matter. Please do not hesitate to contact me. And his phone number, 573-751-0961. If you have any remaining questions. Signed sincerely, Stephen P. Sullivan. He's the legal counsel. Now, my plan is, that is the last free advice they get from me. I've had it with these thugs, these perverts, these financial perverts, these revenue perverts, these parasites. They want any information from me, it comes with a fee. It's $1,000 an hour. That's what my time is worth to me regarding them, because it makes my blood boil. I can't stand these parasites. They want what we have. And they'll do anything they can, including threatening stealing our farm, a farm that has four generations of blood, sweat, and tears in. Four generations. Not that we lived on this farm for four generations, but it took that long and that many generations and that many people to save enough money to buy a farm. And they're not going to steal it. I'm not letting them. It's not going to happen. And what comes to mind is Ruby Ridge. That's what comes to mind.
I'll tell you what. If there's anybody in the class that finds themselves in a similar situation, there is a UCC code especially for that. And it's UCC, it's either I or 1, dash 308. And I think you'll find that basically deals with extortion, which is defined as contract without consent. Okay, so anytime you get anyone trying to bully you into contract without your consent, they have to listen to the UCC, all right? They even have to listen to it all the way out here in Australia. And that was a point that I raised in my response to the mongrels who are after me over here, who have the trumped-up charges. UCC 1-308, okay? And
yes, that's correct. It's UCC 1-308, yes.
Yeah. Just before we go, I want to give the people a list of things that they need if they are ever going to bug out that will fit in a backpack.
Very good. Very good. Gwyneth Isaacs will be right back with us, and there's a link to her Facebook page at usapreparers.com. Gwyneth lives off the grid. She's self-sufficient. She's a survivalist. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to share something with you, and this is going to sound kind of not like me, but I have taken, since I have this new attitude, this medically induced attitude, I am not taking it anymore. And when someone threatens my family, I am not going to be nice. I am not going to be nice. So when the big bad government comes after us, I'm not going to play nice. I'm not going to be polite. I'm going to be very firm. Very firm. And I will be on the defense. And I will take it like the serious fight that it is. So I just want to let you know that that is my strategy, and it works. It absolutely works.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to be audited, I'm going to tell the guy right out straight, before we get started, who are you? I want to know where you live. I want your cell phone number. Fill out this government employee civil servant questionnaire before we begin, because I want to know exactly who my enemy is. I'm going to level with him, and I'm going to be really firm, and I'm going to be the meanest guy he's ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start a fight, but I'm going to be real firm.
Quickly.
Yeah, yeah. And one last thing before you get into the backpack and what you take with you. Class, if you decide you want privacy, do not go to Walmart. They've got facial recognition cameras there, including in the self-checkout. You're on camera, and they report you to the cops. How do I know? I ask them. So stay out of Walmart. Blend in. Maybe don't even wash your license plates. If you want to wash your car, that's fine. But, you know, my license plates, I like them just the way they are, naturally. Whatever dirt they get on them. That's how they stay. And a light coat of oil.
Anyway.
Yeah, and a light coat of oil keeps the dirt on. Yeah, a light coat of oil keeps the dirt on. Okay, what shall we bring with us, Gwyneth?
You should, besides the dog, okay, you need to take with you, probably top of the list, a projectile firing device of your choice. Okay?
Yeah, that's a .45. And an AR-15.
Fill in the gap.
Yep.
Okay. If you're in an area with excessive firearms restrictions and you're on the run, okay, maybe something that is a bit more old school but still just as effective, okay? Personally, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm into archery. I set up my target hay bales, and I like archery.
Slingbow.com.
And I have a compound bow, and it's about a 45-pound bow. And if you're a female, that's about what you need. You don't have to have a 60-pound bow if you're a female because, you know, what's the use of straining your shoulder muscles just to get an arrow fired off when you can put the poundage down and you can still get that projectile where it needs to go? And, but anyway, I'm aware we haven't got much time left. Second item that I would regard as being essential is a fire lighting device, okay? My first choice is a Bic lighter. Second choice is a flint, okay? And I use the flint together with my meat carving kit, okay? The meat carving kit and the Bic lighter and a small amount of paper and dry twigs and so on live in the mess kit. If you don't know what a mess kit is, go to your local camping store and ask them to show you one. Okay? I'm sure that you, Vincent, know what a mess kit is.
Oh, sure.
Very, very handy little things. Mm-hmm. It's a fry pan that has a bowl that folds across the top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're used in World War II lots of times. Yep.
They were.
All over.
Last of all, okay, a sleeping bag and a tarpaulin. And some rope.
We call them tarps here.
Fishing line.
Yep.
And
we call them tarps here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And you can get your own worms.
If you have that, you can fit that all in a backpack and carry it. And food.
Just one.
And stock powders are good. Stock powders and rice are the most efficient staple diet to get you going.
We're out of time, Gwyneth. Thanks so much for being with us. Again. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.